You know what they say, the world only ends twice. And this is part two of the end of the fucking world here on Deep Fat Fried.
Deep Fat Fried.
What was that, dude?
So, listen, Paul.
To all.
Actually, I don't have anything to say to you. I want to talk to the audience for a second, though. Hey, audience, especially you motherfuckers watching the 10-minute preview of this shit that aren't patrons, this is what you're missing, stupid. Fuck you.
Whoa.
We got Davy Crockett, dude. Here, join us.
They're missing being menaced with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
By the hosts.
No, they got that part.
Okay.
But eventually, it's going to reach the 10-minute mark and be like, God damn it. I want to see the rest.
No, they're going to be like, thank God I didn't have to see the rest, idiots.
Because it is garbage anyway.
So yeah, exactly. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about
shucks. I can't see the rest.
The inner truth of their heart.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Not the outer. You know, regurgitations of their bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
So I've been forced by the other guys to tell you guys that Stevie is here to audition for my role on the show tonight.
Yes, dude.
Yep.
So it's a showdown, I guess. They're looking for new fat beardy guy talent. I guess I'm getting old or whatever.
I'm going to say in terms of hair magnificence.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Stevie is winning.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm totally fucked.
I would say I give Paul's beard a slight edge there.
You think so?
I think Stevie's winning the hat game,
dude,
too.
Man.
But I mean, that depends on your tastes.
Yep.
Dude, look at this. Right in a row on the chat, someone said Stevie is a cuck. And the next person said, Stevie is awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn, Stevie, fuck crowd at me, dude.
You an awesome kind of, cuck, Stevie. Kind of
don't love. Be fucking nudging me, Stevie. So, you fucking pile the shit,
I
dude.
See some people complaining.
TJ.
Hold on.
TJ, I was being fucking attacked by Stevie, dude.
Okay.
Let me put up with this shit. Stevie, what the fuck are you even doing here?
Stevie, go ahead.
Well, I was just walking along, and my brothers are like, you're getting on the show. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll get on.
Well, we needed you because... We're talking about the end of the world and how to survive it, and none of us are going to survive 15 seconds. No. But you are going to start a clan of, you know, you're going to repopulate the earth. Your seed, you're going to be like Genghis Khan, Stevie Khan, dude. Your seed is going to repopulate the earth.
I'm not highly doubtful.
All I know about Stevie is that's not even what happened. That's not how you got on the fucking show, dude. I got a fucking call from Stevie at 3 a.m. He's like, you know what? I'm going to jump off a fucking bridge unless you put me on Deep Fat Fried, please.
Whoa.
And I'm like, you know what, Stevie?
You weren't supposed to say that.
Stevie, be quiet, dude. All I know is that we fucking put Stevie on here so he wouldn't kill himself. So he's on Deep Fat Fried. That's why.
All right. Let me just a lot of people wondering probably why the show was a little bit late tonight. And I had to create this. So.
Damn it.
There you go. Hold on, Paul. I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's way better.
It should be.
I can't quite get it pointing to Scotty. I guess he just doesn't think of big dicks enough. So
yeah, that's fine. So you literally the show was late because you had to make something to make fun of us for liking big dicks.
Yeah.
Great. Great, TJ.
That's why the show. That's why the show.
You're really
fantastic.
Fucking mature, TJ.
I know, right?
Really fucking mature, dude. You think this is funny, TJ?
Yeah,
this is
I
a
do.
Fucking joke.
I have a very juvenile sense.
Well, you know,
of humor.
TJ, why don't you do this, TJ? Make America great again.
I'm trying.
What a nice.
Why don't
hat.
You do that? This is a beautiful hat. Look, this
one
is
hilarious fake thought bubble at a time. I'm trying to make America great again. That's what I'm doing.
You're failing, TJ.
Wait a minute. This isn't Billy the Fridge. No, sorry. Dude, I saw we had 1,666 patrons.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Just before the end of the world show here.
How's that make you feel, Stevie?
Makes me feel good.
Stevie, that's it, Stevie. You feel good? Feel good that we're making money, Stevie. That's the only thing you give a shit about, Stevie, you greedy son of a bitch.
You gotta give that shit to Stevie, Scotty. You guys gotta share better. Scotty, you're hogging the mic. I can't hear what Stevie's fucking saying, Scotty. You're supposed to be sharing the mic, Scotty.
I'm not gonna take that fucking mic from you, TJ. You don't even fucking need a mic anyways.
What, I don't need one?
No, you don't. You fucking
I don't even need a fucking mic.
You're the, only fucking,
Yeah, we need somebody to come in and just hold the mic in front of these guys,
dude. We need a mic slave.
Yeah, we need a mic slave.
That'd be good. Just someone that can, like, kind of bounce it back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
One of those.
You want me to just stand over there and instead of running the show, just kind of like move the mic between the two of you?
Yep.
Sounds pretty good.
It'll run well that way.
It's going to be a huge success. I agree.
If I'm not that good of a guest, I can be a mic slave for y'all.
Well, I mean, the only reason we need a mic slave is because we don't have another mic for you.
Yeah, so that defeats the purpose.
Very true.
Yeah, so if we just eliminate you.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Fuck. I just got myself out of the goddamn job.
Yeah, fuck. Stevie, you fucked yourself, dude. It's about the only person you could, I guess. Anyway.
Fuck you, TJ.
What a piece of shit.
Hey, you don't know what it's like having brothers, dude. You know,
Stevie,
that's true.
You're still a virgin, right?
You
Stevie?
Had them sisters. You have to actually care about their feelings.
Stevie's a
shit.
Fucking virgin, dude.
Oh, I didn't care about their feelings. Stevie,
didn't you punch one with a cheeseburger once?
Yeah, I slapped one right in the face as hard as I could with a cheeseburger.
Wow, woman abuser.
TJ actually punched a cheeseburger once. Remember that, dude?
Yeah, I did.
Well, it was a sourdough jack.
Yeah, it was a sourdough jack.
He's like,
punched it.
This shit's trying to kill me. You're trying to kill me. And you slammed your fucking fist into the sourdough jack.
Yeah, and I screamed about how no one cared about
and
me.
And he took like a 64-ounce, like, extra large fucking drink and just slammed it to the fucking ground and just left the building. Literally just left.
Why?
The fucking, was that Burger King? Because he stages the stunt so he wouldn't have to drive anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was tired of driving.
Because I was all like, we were 7 hours from home, and I'm like, let's push on. You know me, Paul. I mean, of course, that's what I want to do. And TJ was all like... He got really quiet. It's like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. And then he pulls the stunt. It's like, my mom calls me up. TJ just can't handle it. Oh, my God. What's going on with TJ? TJ's in danger. You better stop. I'm all like, oh, we have to fucking stop, huh? What a coincidence, TJ.
I remember that.
Dude.
I actually really do remember that.
What a loser, TJ. How dare you stage a fucking stunt to avoid having to get home on time?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Dude, we'd already been driving for like 15 hours or some crazy shit.
I love how your stunt involved punching a fucking jumbo
TJ,
jack.
You dude. Know, all you had to do was, you could have said, Scotty, you know what? I don't want to drive anymore. Fuck this shit. I'm not going to do it. And, you know, the most we could have argued about it, and then it could have been like, okay, we'll just stop because you're being a whiny little bitch.
I didn't feel like the confrontation. It was easier to punch a cheeseburger and throw a tantrum. You got to fucking have that tantrum card. As an ace.
Oh, my God, dude. And you know what, TJ? Another thing is you weren't even fucking driving. Let's just be honest about that. Your ass was sitting in the back fucking seat on your goddamn phone the entire fucking time.
I didn't even have a phone back then.
Yes, you fucking did, no, you lying sack of shit.
I didn't even have no phone. That was before the only fucking I even adopted you even, smartphone technology.
No, it fucking wasn't, dude.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was your fucking first failed fucking marriage. Because we went to Ohio. Yes, it was.
Yeah, but I remember when, but I didn't have phones back then, dude.
Yes, you fucking did, TJ. Yes, you fucking
remember,
did.
Because I didn't want to. Fucking
no,
on the
bullshit.
Fucking phone trend,
bullshit, dude.
Dude.
I got a 3G fucking iPhone, okay? And you took the phone from me one night to go look at porn and realized.
Yeah, it was around that same time.
No, dude. You got married much later than that. No, TJ, that's so inaccurate.
You don't understand. You don't know.
I don't understand.
I didn't realize that this is how the world was going to end, dude. This argument
is
going to be the
fucking liar.
It's going to escalate to that fucking point.
That ignites the fuse, dude.
I just want to point out to the audience that whenever Scotty goes on his tirades, he just spit flies everywhere.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a passionate dude. The spit is passionate, dude.
Suffering fuckatass.
Fuck that shit, dude. You little fucking spit on you. It's the fucking goddamn shit that's going to go
that's
down,
that's why I
dude.
Got my spit shield here.
The spittle shield.
You got a problem with spit, Stevie?
You should
you
talk.
You got a problem with fucking spit?
Talk towards Stevie, dude.
I ain't got no problem.
Stevie's not even listening. He's just watching the spit
Stevie,
fly.
This is fucking bullshit, dude. You don't fucking call me. You don't say I spit, Stevie. I haven't fucking spit in my fucking life, Stevie. Oh,
whoa.
I haven't fucking spit once in my goddamn life. It's a
someone
lie, Stevie.
Someone in our chat, Patrick, is saying, someone just slap Stevie, please.
Why?
Damn, no. Stevie, that's all it takes.
Dude, no, I ain't doing it.
Low
do it.
Energy
do it,
Stevie.
No, I ain't doing it, man.
Paul, do it, man.
Stevie could rip my arms out of their sockets, dude. I'm not,
do
I'm
it,
not
Paul.
Doing it. No, no.
All
I know
right,
better.
Smoke, Stevie.
Never slap a man in a coonskin cap, dude. That's rule number one to stay alive.
Have you guys...
Hey, Stevie, you know what?
No, dude, no. No,
maybe,
I'm not doing it.
All right. Have you guys heard of a thing called the nuke map?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
You haven't heard of it?
I've never heard of the nuke
You've map. Never heard of the nuke map, Stevie.
Nope.
Why not?
I guess I just don't know.
Paul, tell Stevie what the nuke map is.
The nuke map is like a thing where you can type in any city in the world that you want and then type in how many megatons of a nuke you want to drop on it and then see what kind of devastation.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like where, like how many people would die and, you know, the radius of the bomb and all that shit. All
right. So we got one here. We got a nuke on the way to fucking New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Let's fucking nuke it, dude. Shit.
How big is it, dude, in kilotons?
Let's see.
We'd probably die from
Step
the tidal
one,
wave.
Drag the marker wherever you'd like to target.
We've already done that.
Already done it, huh?
So New Orleans.
Enter a yield in kilotons.
Or you can look at the presets. Yeah, there you go. Because we can see the other bombs.
Can we do the can we do the fat boy, dude? Can we do the
the Nagasaki bomb?
Yeah.
The good old classic.
Yeah.
The fat man, yeah. That's all right,
we're doing the fat man.
So, I mean, this is a fucking old school nuke, dude. We're not even talking about the newer nukes.
All right, let's see what happens.
Let's see what the fuck
can
happens.
Can we move the target a little, or do we... Oh, I see.
So yeah,
we
can drag it wherever you want
where
it
Where do you guys think we should do it?
French Quarter!
Right in the French Quarter?
The French Quarter,
where's
dude.
That at?
Down, right... I think somewhere around there.
That doesn't look right.
No, it's right there. It says French Quarter right above.
Oh, okay.
There it is. All cool. Right.
Damn, I was totally off, dude.
The French Quarter is getting fucking nuked, bitch.
Let's do it.
You guys ready?
Dude, Nagasaki
time. A bunch of fucking tourists are just gone, dude.
This is what you did to Japan, you pieces of shit.
Oh. Not as...
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Dude, we got to up our fucking nuke, dude. I'm disappointed with that one.
Damn, dude. I was expecting just...
I mean, the French Quarter's gone.
Yeah, I mean, well, most of downtown New Orleans is gone.
Get the Tsar Bomba if they have it on.
All right,
there.
All right, hold on. Here's largest current French warhead, okay?
That's 300 dude. Kilotons.
So let's see what happens if France attacks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
France
Hell
fucked
yeah,
us up.
France, you done fucked that shit up. All right, so what do these areas mean? So this is like...
green.
So green is the radiation radius.
Okay.
And yellow is the fireball radius. So that's like insta-death,
basically. This is just like everything that's just consumed in flames.
Right. And then that what in the green is what's going to be irradiated for a long ass time.
Air blast radius.
Right. And then that's just going to knock buildings over and shit with air.
Right.
But probably not kill everything.
You know the thing that sucks? Kenner is okay.
God damn it.
Yeah, damn, dude. They spared Kenner.
Fucking Kenner gets spared. Piece of shit. All right, that's not even the most powerful one, though. Let's see. There's the currently in the U.S. arsenal. All right,
so the biggest one in the U.S. arsenal, then.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest one I see listed.
No, dude, you got it. You can scroll down
further.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's the Tsar Bomba, dude. That's the biggest one ever fucking...
Largest USSR bomb ever fucking tested.
Crazy,
ever
dude.
Designed.
The largest explosion ever on the surface of the planet.
All right, since Tsar the fucking Bomba. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Detonate, dude.
Boom.
Holy fucking shit.
Whoa. It had to fucking zoom out.
See, now I'm starting to see how the world could end with this shit. That first, like, dude, we were nice to Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought it was a really cruel thing that we did, but man, we barely fucked their city up at all.
Yeah, it was just a little fucking...
It's a little radiation, some buildings blown over. Look at this.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're dead in that. Fuck.
Oh, dude, not...
Yeah.
We're dead. People in adjoining states are dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, Biloxi is not dead, but they're radiated as shit.
I mean, dude, wow.
Fucking A right. Let's try this on a bigger city.
Dude, that's fucking insane, dude. Yeah. How about New York City, dude?
Well, New York is so fucking dense, though. I was thinking LA because it's all
LA.
Sprawled out.
We could do that.
Yeah, LA's huge.
Kind of damage you could do to the LA sprawl, you know?
Well, there you go.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.